Let me ask you a question. Are your patients generally satisfied with their orthodontic result at the end of treatment? Do your patients wear their retainers well after orthodontic treatment? Is there any association between wearing of an orthodontic retainer on a regular basis and perceived satisfaction with orthodontic treatment long term? Would your patients be happier or more satisfied if you used a clear retainer compared to a Holley retainer? You know, as orthodontists, we don't generally have the opportunity to survey our patients after treatment. But it's interesting to understand what their feelings might be about their treatment long term. These questions were addressed in a study that was published in the July 2010 issue of The Angle Orthodontist. I thought this was an interesting study and would be of value to orthodontists. The title of this article is Patient Attitudes Toward Retention and Perceptions of Treatment Success. This study was co-authored by Nicolay Moloff and several other colleagues from the Department of Orthodontics at Virginia Commonwealth University. The purpose of this study was to determine patients' opinions regarding responsibility for orthodontic retention and to ascertain associations between patient attitudes toward retention and perceptions of treatment success. This study involved a survey. This survey was constructed for distribution to former orthodontic patients with questions regarding their retention experiences. Now, the initial survey was distributed to over 500 individuals. About 425 individuals responded to the survey, so the response rate was actually quite good. Patients were asked questions about the types of retainers they wore and how long they wore them, and also whether or not they were satisfied with the results of their treatment. What did these researchers find? Let me take these questions one at a time. First of all, when the authors asked whether or not the previous orthodontic patients were satisfied, most of those surveyed indicated that they were either satisfied or very satisfied with the alignment and fit of their teeth. Well over 90% were satisfied at the end of treatment, and about 85% were satisfied at the time of the survey. It was interesting that about 40% of those surveyed reported a decrease in satisfaction since the end of their orthodontic treatment. Then the researchers asked the respondents how they felt and who they felt was responsible for orthodontic retention. Nearly 90% of the individuals surveyed perceived that they themselves were responsible for maintaining the alignment of their teeth after treatment. When asked about the types of retainers, most patients said that they received a removable retainer after treatment. Interestingly, only about 15% said that they had a bonded or banded mandibular retainer. Now, here's the unique association. Patients with invisible or clear retainers were more likely to report that they were very satisfied compared to those individuals with Holley or permanent bonded retainers. Finally, discontinuation of retainer use was significantly related to the type of retainer prescribed. Only about 45% of those who had been given Holley retainers were still wearing the retainer. But about 65% of those who had invisible or clear retainers were still wearing them, and nearly 70% of those with bonded retainers reported that they were still in place. So, what did these authors conclude? Generally, most post-orthodontic patients are satisfied or very satisfied with their orthodontic treatment. In addition, there was a strong relationship between the perception of stability of tooth position after treatment and current satisfaction. The more stable the alignment, the greater the satisfaction. Now this makes sense. Finally, what we really want to hear is that individuals themselves perceive that they were primarily responsible for maintaining the alignment of their teeth. This response was in 90% of those people that were surveyed. So if you'd like to review the results of this study regarding the perception of satisfaction after orthodontic treatment and the wearing of orthodontic retainers, you can find it in the July 2010 issue of The Angle Orthodontist.